Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jumat Mubarak, and I welcome you all to another episode of Entertainment Discussion with Tija. So, as well, today is Friday, and I pray that may Allah accept our act of Ibadah. Amen. So, today I'll be talking about it's a very known thing. What I want to talk about today is when du'as is accepted in Islam. Fine, I do not say that it's not every time that you pray that your du'a is not accepted, but there are some certain times that du'a is mostly accepted, which most people are not aware of. Now, du'a is the most powerful tool that a believer has, yet it is one of the most misunderstood acts of worship. Sometimes we become desperate for an answer and can't see how and when the answers will come. It is important to understand the nature of du'a. The first thing you should know is that Allah always wants good for you and will give you whatever He, the most wise Allah King, sees as being your best interest. The second thing is that Allah doesn't just answer your du'a with what you ask for. Allah answers your du'a with what you want, but far more importantly, what you need. If you make du'a for something which is bad for you and you don't know it, then Allah will withhold it from you, and Allah will give you that which is good for you. That's why some people, if you pray and you realize that this thing is not working, or some people who have this or that, Allah did not answer my prayer, this, that, you start having different negative thoughts. No, you don't know whether, it's not as if Allah does not accept your prayer, or you don't know whether Allah is trying to shield you away from a particular harm that is in what you are going through. Allah wants the best for every one of us. So that is why we need to be very, very patient, because sometimes it's just a test. Allah wants to see how closer you will be to Him when you are asking for something. Now, time of du'a acceptance. Yes, when is du'a mostly accepted? 1. The last third of the night. That is, if you divide the night between Maghrib and Fajr into 3 pieces, the last third of the night. Yes. 2. When the Adhan is called, that is, between the Adhan and the Iqamah. That is it. 3. During prayer, if you are in a state of prostration, that's when you are in sujood. Okay. 4. When rain falls. Yes. Du'a is mostly accepted when rain falls. 5. During the month of Ramadan. 6. On the Laylatul Qadr. That's the night of what? Majesty. 7. While visiting the sick. 8. Before drinking Zemzem water. Yes. 9. When waking up at night after performing wudu. That is why it is advisable to always wake up at night to perform your tahajjud, because it is one of the times that Allah listens and accepts prayer. 9. An hour on Friday. Though most scholars have argued, they don't know the exact period of Friday, but some are saying it's either before the Utbah, some are saying it's after the Utbah, some are saying it's after Maghrib. But anyhow, there's a special time on Friday that prayers are mostly accepted. 10. While prostrating and before the end of the prayer, after you have finished the shahud. You know, I said it earlier, during prayer in a state of prostration. Yes, when you prostrate, when you are in sujood, and before the end of prayer, after you have finished your what? The shahud. And the last but not the least is when hearing the crowing of a rooster early in the morning. So I hope you learned one or two things about on this episode. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Kindly share, kindly listen, share our post on your various social media platforms so that people will benefit from this. Thank you so much. Masalam. Jumas Mubarak.